This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay, just, you know, everybody just hold the phone. This is so ridiculous. Really? Just honestly. Okay, so you're seeing headlines that Tim Tebow, now mind you, I'm a fan of Tim Tebow, okay? But I'm seeing headlines that Tim Tebow prayed somebody back to life. Now, look, I like the guy. Right? I love the power of prayer. But apparently there was a medical issue on a flight where somebody had a heart attack. And anytime I have assisted anybody with a heart attack, okay, on a plane, that never makes national news. But Tim Tebow's on the plane, and everybody is saying that God was working through him, through his hands. And I'm like, come on, really? Really, people? But listen, good guy. Good guy. Very sexy, too. Okay. Apparently, he was on a Delta Airlines flight when he and the crew had to leap into action. Although, the article is just kind of talking about how Tim Tebow leapt into action, but there were other people on site. Okay. There were other people administering medical care. But, you know, good for Tim Tebow getting out there and doing it. It just, I would like a little credit, too, sometimes, you know. I mean, I know Dr. Dahlia isn't as big as Tim Tebow, although, honestly, I have gained some weight, so maybe technically I am, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, apparently, on Sunday, there was an in-flight medical emergency on a Phoenix-bound flight from Atlanta. And there was a man a few rows ahead of Richard Gotti, who is the one that wrote a Facebook post, suffering from what appeared to be heart problems. He said that everyone on board the plane helped, whether it was chest compressions, starting an IV, helping breathe life into the man, or praying. He said the crew of Delta Airlines was amazing. He acted in a fast and professional manner. Then all of a sudden, I observed a guy walking down the aisle. Oh, man, I would have been throwing my bra at him. Ooh. Anyway, he said that he noticed that it was Tim Tebow. He met with the family as they cried on his shoulder. I watched Tim pray with the entire section of the plane for this man. He made a stand for God in a difficult situation. Good for him. Good for him. I mean, I'm glad he did that. Anyway, apparently the man that was undergoing the medical emergency, he actually got his pulse back. This is why all these articles are saying that Tim Tebow brought this man back to life with prayer. Because the pulse came back. Unfortunately, he still later died in the hospital. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Delta Airlines spokesman Brian Cruz confirmed that there had been a medical emergency during the flight and that paramedics were there to greet the plane to give the passenger immediate care. We can't say enough about the Delta professionals who care for our customers every day, and we are grateful to our customers who so often quick to extend kindness and care to one another. All right, and of course, you know, Tim Tebow, I know his shirt was on. I know, I was trying to see if, you know, maybe he had to take off his shirt, you know, to help, no. It's a shame somebody died in, I mean, because it sounded like he died in flight. It sounded like they were able to keep him, he might have had pulseless electrical activity and then later got a pulse. But unfortunately he didn't make it. And, I remember one of the heart attack patients that had actually occurred before the plane even left the tarmac. He didn't make it either. It was a Hawaiian gentleman and we were actually on our way to Hawaii. He was sitting in first class and unfortunately had his heart attack and we worked on him as long as possible until the paramedics came and unfortunately couldn't bring him back. I mean, he had pulseless electrical activity where without a pulse, we still saw electrical activity of his heart. So we kept doing chest compressions. We gave epinephrine, atropine, but unfortunately the heart attack was just too massive. And so, people die on planes and it's scary. Now, many medical emergencies are taken care of. You know, there's usually a doctor on a flight, you know, because not many people, you know, can afford flights anymore. So usually you know, if you have a group of, what 160, you know, my guess is somebody there is a doctor. And I usually let the stewardess know. You know, I come onto the plane. Well, sometimes I don't, okay? You know, sometimes I don't let them know that I'm a doctor, because if I have absolutely no makeup on and I'm yelling at the kids and the kids are acting up and my husband's grumpy, I don't want to draw any attention to us. But if everybody's well-behaved, you know, and I'm actually wearing a bra that fits, you know, I'm like, everybody, Dr. Dahlia is here. Okay, nothing to fear. Dr. Dahlia is on the plane. And I was like, who? Like, excuse me, I'm Dr. Dahlia. And then I let them know. I would probably say maybe one out of every 20 flights, because I fly a lot, there's something medical that happens, either a seizure or a dizziness or a fainting or a heart attack or something. And so, you know, my recommendation to you, just in case there is no Tim Tebow there, to pray. By the way, prayer? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, for those of you who do not have medical expertise, please pray. I think that is very, very vital. And you know, by the way, it's also what's very smart about Tim. I could call him Tim, you know, because now he's a colleague. Okay, you see? He administered medical care in flight, okay? You know, like me, so now we're colleagues. Okay, I got to get him on the show. Although I know I got, the problem is I'm not allowed to flirt with him. Apparently that is frowned upon, again, by management. I cannot flirt with Tim Tebow. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You know, I don't like to use the word distraction, but whenever something very tragic is going on, people want to help. They want to do something. And what I have found very difficult in emergency situations is some people want to help so much that they get in the way. So, you know, I like to assign somebody to call the paramedics. I like to assign somebody to be outside flagging the paramedics down. People want to do something. Okay, either they're over, you know, come by fear, or they're overcome by grief. They want to do something. And so as a doctor, whenever I'm on a scene of something like this, I actually give people some, you know, something to do. Can somebody find my purse? Can somebody, like I give people something to do. I was at Walmart when somebody had a seizure. I'm like, guys, look, there's a tampon sale. I saw one box left. Some woman is going to grab it. Can you please go and grab, it's the supersize multi-packs, grab that before somebody else does. So I give people, you know, things for people to do. Prayer is very smart. When you have a bunch of people there, okay, and they're worried, and they're talking, and they're loud, and like, what do we do, or they're panicking, or they're raising panic, you know, for those of you who are godly, or you know, of any faith, you know, say, look, let's do a group prayer. And I think it is very helpful. Not only the power of prayer helps, but it also really helps the bystanders, okay, that are around. So why not, you know, bring God into the mix. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Scott and all the gentlemen there working on the show. I love it. We got a team of men. I love it. I just, man. So much testosterone around me. I just love it. Work on the show. Thank you for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I'm having a little estrogen buzz. I really don't understand. Follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show, and, of course, on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly. So we got some breaking news. We have a... we got a lot of breaking news here. Okay, let's get to the Benghazi report. All right, so the House Republicans report has been shedding new light on the Benghazi attack. So we're hearing a list of accusations that I think many of us have been kind of questioning what, where we're going to move forward with this. We have, you know, Hillary Clinton, who was obviously at the center of what had happened, and you know, in the State Department, and she is heading in the polls. Okay, maybe our next president, and you know, many of us are concerned. I mean, does she, is she even qualified to be commander in chief? Washington Post was reporting the five most serious accusations from the Republicans' Benghazi report, including that the State Department failed to protect our diplomats in Libya, which obviously is the report's bottom line. It doesn't necessarily blame Hillary, but, you know, Clinton and the Obama administration should have realized the risks. They should have realized that our diplomats being there should have had more protection, obviously. They said the CIA missed warning signs. The report says the agency misread how dangerous Libya in the midst of the revolution was. And the report details that there was confusion in the U.S. intelligence circles about who ultimately came to America's rescue. There shouldn't have been any, you know, confusion at all. I mean, these should be very, very well, you know, there should be, and again, I'm no CIA expert, obviously, but I would expect, you know, whenever we have government agencies or Americans or I mean, forts or you know, representation in countries, there are exit plans, there are escape plans, there are, you know, we just have plan A, B, C all set. It didn't make sense that this had to happen. They also say that the Defense Department failed to rescue Americans in time. Obviously, they say U.S. military forces didn't reach Benghazi until 2 p.m. the day after the attack. All right? The report blames a breakdown in the chain of command for this, including a debate among U.S. Marines and whether they should wear their military uniforms or civilian attire. They say no U.S. military asset was ever deployed to Benghazi despite the order of the Secretary of Defense at 7 o'clock that night. Washington had access to real-time, they said, information, yet somehow they thought the fighting had subsided. This is such a cluster. They also state that the Obama administration, quote-unquote, stonewalled the investigation. There was an intentional, coordinated, and quote-unquote shameful stonewalling of the investigation. And, of course, the accusation of Clinton's use of her private email server exclusively when she was Secretary of State. The hacker had revealed a year before the investigation that Clinton had used private email accounts to conduct some of her business. But it wasn't until this committee asked the State Department for some of her emails that everyone realized just how much, I guess, she used her account. So this obviously gets mixed in with this as well. And the Democrats on the committee accused Republicans of stonewalling them by refusing to include them in key intervals. So there's obviously this politics going on. And then there's also in this report that a Clinton aide influenced the State Department's review. So the State Department, according to this, was consistently influenced by Cheryl Mills, Clinton's former chief of staff. Mills said she offered suggestions on drafts, but they were merely that, suggestions. So we'll keep you guys posted as this unfolds. And again, you know, it is concerning. It's interesting. One of you had emailed me last night about America leaving the Union, and I don't understand what he was saying, but I think I get that. All right, with what's been happening with Brexit and the UK leaving the European Union. Okay, listen, we in America, we just stand strong. We got a very, very confused and cloudy future. I'll admit that. Whether it's Clinton or Trump, I admit, you know, we have a very, very cloudy future. And we have a revolutionary type attitude now that we're seeing in Europe. And who knows, maybe other European countries will follow suit. You know, there was talk of California seceding and, you know, in the past, California, every now and then talks about leaving, you know, the Union, and I don't think that would happen. My recommendation, okay, is just everybody take a breather. Watch what happens in Europe, okay? Watch what's going on as this election proceeds. Be prepared for a Clinton presidency. Just be prepared, all right? Probably some very similar economic policies as Obama did, so you may want to, you know, try to make yourself as recession-proof as possible, which I'm no expert on. Understand there's going to be, you know, obvious shifts with labor force, et cetera, you know, as we have more robotization and computerization, et cetera. With Trump, how do you prepare for that? We don't know. You know, we've never seen him in politics, so we can't really predict predict what he would do? I mean, we figure there's going to probably be some strength from an economic standpoint. We're not sure how his foreign policy is going to be. So it's a very kind of cloudy and unknown future that we have. But I would like a little bit more, I guess, closure on what happened with Benghazi. If you know, Hillary was an absolute cluster when it came to our foreign policy and protecting our Americans. I mean, we really need, and even if, and I understand what the government is not just one person. I understand that there are thousands of people in the government, and so, you know, but the buck has to stop there. And if she's going to be president, or if Trump's going to be president, the buck is going to stop with them. And so if they don't know how to run a ship, and if they don't know how to protect Americans, then they have no business being president. And it's very, very frustrating that neither have had military experience. So I would like to see where this goes. I'm not sure. Again, this is the GOP report. Many times the Democrats find, you know, Hillary perfect with everything. So I don't know where this is going to go, but it is. It's very, very concerning. To the listener that emailed me about, I guess their state leaving the union, America needs to be strong. We need to look strong. We don't look very strong right now. We really don't. Okay? And we need to show strength. I know Trump says, let's make America great again. You can interpret that any way you like, but I like the old type of America where, you know, you feared us. You wouldn't even mess with us. You wouldn't think of driving a plane, piloting a plane into one of our buildings or killing Americans or abducting or, you know, all the other variety of things that have been done throughout the country. You know, we need to, project an image that you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And we're not doing that. We're like, well, we messed up there, and it was a cartoon, and I mean, we didn't even lay blame on where the blame was supposed to be laid when all this was happening. And the other countries know that we're trying to be politically correct, we're trying to be political, we're trying to please, constituents and donors, etc. Where's the strength? We need to unite on some very basic platforms, all right? National security, not messing with any of our soldiers or any of our diplomats or any of our citizens. These are things that both sides could agree upon. And I would really like to see, because I think we are already exhausted with the whole Hillary Trump thing. Although, yes, I think the debates are going to be interesting. I think we're really kind of exhausted with politics. I think what would be really inspirational right now is seeing a unification of both parties when it comes to dealing with ISIS, dealing with our enemies, and showing that we're a force. And we're not. Our economy is weak. We're always in dissension. We can't, and I understand that's the art of politics, but the image we're giving, it's kind of embarrassing. And so, I'm not sure what the answer should be done, but if Hillary Clinton broke the law, then we need to abide by the law. She broke the law with her classified documents going through her private email servers, etc. Or if she failed to do her job, we need to show with some strength and go, you know what, she messed up. You're out of here. Let's get somebody in here that is stronger. I mean, I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous about a Clinton presidency because obviously she dropped the ball in Libya. So what's going to happen with future? Somebody said, well, you know, she learned her lesson. Maybe you need somebody that failed in order to succeed. I don't think this is a job interview anymore. She's been in politics long enough. Okay? If she can't handle foreign policy, she doesn't belong there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm kind of flattered by this, but I'm a little nervous. I got asked tonight to speak at a women's group. This is very cool what they're doing, but I'm a little nervous. There's a lady who was just diagnosed with breast cancer, and so the women in this organization are grouping together to do kind of a comedy night. They want me to do some dark humor for this lady who just got diagnosed with cancer. Now, you know, I can do dark humor, but I've never done this. You know, usually, I mean, you know, as a doctor, I'm, you know, usually very, very sympathetic. And, you know, I make jokes with a lot of, I've made many jokes with a lot of my sick patients. Like one of them started to have huge, huge angioedema of the mouth, swelling of the mouth. And she was breathing and stable. And, you know, we called the ambulance. And as the ambulance was taking her away, I didn't even think about it. I just said, you know, look, be nice to them and don't give them any lip. And her lip was like, you know, getting bigger as we talked. Scares of it. I know that wasn't appropriate, but I mean, so I could do quote unquote dark humor. I've never done that though. You know, I mean, again, they want laughter. They want, you know, to lighten this up. But I got to tell you, very cool idea. Somebody has cancer. You guys are going to group together as she starts embarking on the fight and celebrate the, you know, like right before they go to battle. So I think it's a very good idea. And so I'm honored to be the one to speak there. I'm hoping that I do it justice. I just hope I don't I go too far. Like I said, I've never done this. And so yes, I'm a comedian, but I'm not, I mean, I, you know, to do stand up for something like that, that's a little difficult. So I guess I'll let you know how it goes. I'm nervous. Whew. Very, very nervous. All right, also breaking news, the Supreme Court has declined today to take up a challenge to a Washington state law that makes it illegal for pharmacies to refuse to dispense medications for religious reasons. All right, so obviously, you know, the Supreme Court picks and chooses what, I guess, what cases they're going to look at, which always kind of confuses me. I mean, I thought, you know, if there's a question in the law, the buck stops there. I thought we were paying them to, you know, help us make decisions. I didn't think they were, you know, but apparently they pick and choose, and they also will, like with Obamacare, proofread and make some changes to make it legal and say, you know, why don't you guys do it this way if you call it tax? And so apparently I don't know what their job description is. I'm confused by the day, but that's okay. All right. So the court's action is bypassing an invitation to wade back into the issues of religion and contraception. Apparently, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito called the court's refusal to hear the case an ominous sign. The case involves a small family-owned business whose owners objected to stocking birth control pills. The nation's pharmacies are generally allowed to make decisions about which drugs to stock. For business reasons or convenience, when a drug is not in stock, the pharmacies typically refer customers to a competitor nearby who has the medication. So in 2007, Washington State passed a law making it illegal to refuse to stock a drug for reasons of conscience. It was challenged by the owners of a supermarket-based pharmacy who declined on religious grounds to have morning-after pills. Their lawyer said dispensing these drugs would make them guilty of destroying life. A federal judge declared the law unconstitutional, citing previous Supreme Court rulings, and said states cannot pass laws that are aimed at limiting specific religious conduct while exempting the same conduct undertaken for non-religious reasons. But an appeals court reversed that ruling, and the Supreme Court declined to step in, so the appeals court ruling stays put. So according to the three dissenting justices, they say if this is a sign of our religious liberty claims will be treated in the years ahead, those who value religious liberty have cause for threat concern. They say the state defended the law, saying it did not interfere with the religious freedom of individual pharmacists. That doesn't make sense. Who can refuse to fill prescriptions for moral or religious reasons. But the employers, the pharmacies, must ensure that customers get their prescribed medications. They say there was more than a slight suspicion, the dissenting justices said, that the Washington law and the rules for enforcing it reflected antipathy toward religious beliefs that do not accord with the views of those holding the levels of government power. So, okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so I understand as a doctor, okay, if I want a patient to get some ciprofloxacin or to get some Zithromax, okay, let's say somebody has gonorrhea. And so let's say they had, extramarital sex, okay? They got the clap, so I'm writing them some Cipro, or I'm writing them some gonorrhea, telling them to go to the pharmacy. And the pharmacy, let's say, goes, no, you did something that I disagree with. I'm not going to give you the antibiotic. Okay, that's a problem. Okay? I mean, that's a problem. You know, pharmacy stocking medications, they're not supposed to judge. If I'm asking for a medication to be given to a patient, it's supposed to be done. Okay? But when we're talking about the morning after pill or something to prevent a pregnancy from happening, all right, let's say you are a store owner and you don't believe in having nudie magazines. So you choose not to stock the nudie magazines. You're allowed to do that. So if a pharmacy does not want to stock medication, let's say they don't want to get robbed, so they don't want to have any narcotics. A lot of pharmacies will not stock narcotics, all right? Or they'll only stock X amount. So then patients have to go someplace else. It's very frustrating. But if pharmacies are allowed to do that, why aren't pharmacies allowed to then not have... Now, basically, the morning after is high-dose progesterone. You know, and the other thing that I'm a little confused about, and again, look, I'm of the belief that, you know, you don't inflict your religious beliefs on others, but you should have the liberty, all right, and the civil liberty to, if you don't want to, you know, violate your religion, you don't have to violate your religion. Okay, so I'm for people's rights, and sometimes that doesn't seem to be that view doesn't seem to be agreed upon by many as a civil right. They think it's violating other people's civil rights if you decline to do something. You see, there's a positive and a negative. The positive in force is, you believe in something and you want to force that belief on somebody by making somebody doing it. You withdrawing an action, all right, is a negative action where you're not enforcing your beliefs, you're just not participating in something. And unfortunately, that still gets construed as being against other people's rights. So that's where the conversation is going to be going back and forth. But, you know, when it comes to pharmacies are starting to be liable for things that happen with medications dispensed. Pharmacies are being liable with the overdose prescriptions. And so if a pharmacy has to take on the liability, if they don't want to give a minor or if they don't want to administer a medication that, whether they have religious issues with it or ethical issues or just, you know, safety issues with it, a pharmacy, I believe, has a right to do that. Now, what happens, though, if patients can't get a medication that they want? Okay, this could work out fine if there's plenty of other pharmacies out there that allow people to have that access. But if nobody grants that access, then it becomes a problem. So, so unfortunately with Washington law, as a pharmacist or as a business owner, you lack those rights. And again, I disagree with like a gynecologist taking your copay, you waiting 4 hours to see them. They come into the room and they go, I don't believe in birth control. You're not getting any. Okay, that's a problem. You know, put a sign up at, you know, in the front of your lobby so they don't pay the copay. And so they know that you don't, you know, give birth control so they have an option to go somewhere else. Well, same thing with pharmacists. If a pharmacist, you know, doesn't stock something, all right, or doesn't have something, they should be allowed to post a sign going, guys, we don't stock this here. We don't have it. But apparently, according to this law, no. And the Supreme Court's not helping out. So, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself
Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Greg writes, last year I severed my finger at work and was fired after I filed workers' compensation. He writes, now at my new job, I pulled my back while lifting a box, and I'm concerned I'll lose my job if I file workers' compensation at this job. I'm not faking it, but I have no health insurance. I can't lose this job, but I can't work with a hurt back. This is, my guess is this happens fairly often, where many people file a workers' comp claim and then unfortunately lose their job. You're not supposed to lose your job for filing workers' comp. So, Greg, I wish you could call in so I could talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would like to know what the reason was for them to fire you. And I understand that, you know, some jobs or some states, depending on state laws, you know, I mean, if they say you failed to follow, you know, safety guidelines, they could, you know, they could fire you. It's a shame because, you know, if you severed your finger, cut your finger, or amputated it or what happened, it's a shame that, you know, you lost your job after that. If, let's say, you had drugs on board, you know, you could file a workers' comp claim, but if you were under the influence, and I'm not saying this is you per se, Greg, but, you know, in some cases, if you were under the influence when the accident occurred, the workers' comp claim may not even go. But so now you hurt your back at another job. So let's say you're innocent with all this, okay, and it sounds like you are. Now you hurt your back at work, and you are afraid that if you lost your job from severing your finger, a back claim, right, could cause you to lose your job again. Here's the thing, okay? You know, if you hurt yourself, I'm not an attorney, and it may help for you to talk to a workers' comp attorney, but if you hurt yourself on the job, you need to document it. You have to, okay? You need to get help. I mean, you can't, if you're working at a job where you hurt your back, you think your injury is severe enough, and this is your job where you're lifting heavy boxes, I mean, how much longer is that going to go? So if you're afraid you're going to lose your job because you're going to file a workers' comp claim, then, you know what, you're going to wait a whole week, and then when you can't take it anymore with your back pain, they go, well, wait a second, why are you telling us now? You should have told us when the injury happened. Even though technically the workers' comp claim could still be filed because, you know, it's an exacerbating condition with the job, and there's people with carpal tunnel that, you know, over a period of a year develop carpal tunnel at a job. And then they file a claim because, you know, it was a year's worth of trauma to their wrists. What I see is I don't really see a future at that job anyway. I mean, you know, if you hurt your back, you keeping quiet about it, you know, when you have a back injury, how much longer can you work at that job anyway, especially if you're lifting? So I don't really see a future anyway. If you need medical attention, then, and you hurt yourself at work, then you need to notify your employer, and that employer will have you see one of the workers' comp, you know, medical clinics. It's a shame. You know, and being an employer, you know, I try to see both sides. And, you know, you'll hear of cases where, and I've seen cases where the person is faking. And they don't have insurance yet through the job, and so they could get health, they could get coverage through the workers' comp case, and so you've seen you know fake issues, injuries, and you know it's the workers' comp, the worker compensation company's job to, you know, decide what they're gonna it unfortunately is their decision with the doctor on you know what they're gonna treat and what they're not going to treat, and you know we've seen cases. Employers, though, many times won't say, well, you're fired, you know, because you filed a workers' comp case. They'll say you were fired because you didn't follow the rules, or you were under the influence, or you didn't follow the safety guidelines, you're at risk to others, or they may just fire you because, you know, you're not as good an employee that they want, and they may be firing you for another reason, or it's just too much hassle to have you there. And so, you know, employers, you know, they have rights also. It's just, here you are getting hurt and you're afraid that you're going to get fired. It's a scary predicament to be in. I wish you could find a job where you aren't hurting yourself. I mean, you know, you may need to find a sit-down job or a job that doesn't put the strain on your back, doesn't cause you to be at risk. And it's a shame because these are, you know, probably innocent injuries that you got. But as a radio doctor, I don't like any medical issue not being addressed. And if you blew a disc, you have a herniated disc, that's not something to mess around with. So if you're concerned, consult a workers' comp attorney. But, filing workers' comp, could make you a target. And like I said, you know, employers have very little choices now these days. And, for good reason for many. You know, I mean, they can't discriminate. You know, they can't, they can't do a lot of things. They can't overwork you. You know, they can't not pay you overtime. So there's a lot of good laws in place. But, employers will work within the confines of what they have. And if there's a non-productive individual and there's somebody that's costing them money, you're not going to be on the top of their goody-goody list. Okay, and that's just a matter of fact. You know, I mean, in the recession, some of the first people fired were the ones that had the highest pay. They were, I remember there was a nurse who was making $25 an hour that came to us to interview. And I'm like, why were you fired? You were with that company for years. They go, because they could get two $9 an hour MAs. They could get three MAs for the price they were paying me. And I got fired. And so sometimes, even in a recession, the best people are targets. So you're a target no matter what. And it's a shame because, even though in the olden days a lot of bad things happened between, employers and employees, some good things were happening in that there were some loyalty issues. I mean, you would be with the company for years, and many times the employer would take care of your family, or they would, you always had a job, you always had a place. And nowadays you just don't see that loyalty as much. And it's a real shame. And I mean, when a ship is sinking, financially, they're going to, throw out the dead weight, unfortunately. And somebody with multiple workers' comp claims, and, unfortunately, one prior workers' comp claim, could be just enough for them to throw you off the ship. It's a shame. It really is. With us, we hardly had any workers' comp cases because we really don't have any, in our medical office, we really don't have many, or we didn't, because I no longer practice. I teach now. I'm faculty at Toro University of Nevada, but love that job. I love teaching. But, I did most of the injections, so I handled most of the needles, so we really didn't get any needle sticks. We didn't really have, nobody was lifting. We didn't have anybody lift, so we really didn't see a lot of workers' comp cases. But I got to tell you, workers' compensation insurance is expensive. So when that price goes up and they're looking at bottom lines, it's very frustrating. But your health comes first, and that's all I could say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we got a lot of interesting news. They say if you play with magnets, you could become more attracted to your other half. We also have a Michigan woman who sues her doctor after she gets a surprise pregnancy when he told her she was infertile. Then, many people are discussing giving an overdose antidote when we prescribe painkillers. Do we even have enough? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.